generally when we use the term queer coding, it's one that's kind of nebulous. It's one that's kind of hard to define. And it's not really a style per se, because I don't think that there is a uniform way of presenting oneself. It's more of a philosophy of how you present oneself.
Queer coding has been an impactful way for members of the LGBTQ+ community to find each other through little hints. With the hints for one to safely identify as queer, a need-to-know coded language through fashion has expanded throughout the years. Dr. Claire Sr. is a professor of language and liberal studies at Fanshawe College. In her variety of teachings, one particular course is an emphasis on LGBTQ+ issues and history with secrecy.
Queer fashion has changed a lot because the queer community had to operate, like, I don't want to use the term in the shadows, but because there had to be so much secrecy for many, many years, there was a long time where fashion was almost this kind of secret code.
Josh Floyd identifies with the LGBTQ+ community and notices the hints in today's queer culture.
There are indicators. I would say that a straight man would undo the top button and, like, that's it. But then someone, the more gay you are, the more buttons you have undone. I would also say that, like, having well-fitted clothing is typically a good sign of, like, a homosexual person, someone in the queer community. Just because I've noticed that straight men just tend to dress themselves in jeans and a t-shirt. I'd say that also queer people tend to have a more eclectic taste. They tend to go for, their style tends to follow counterculture. So I would say that they co-opt punk aesthetics, things that go against the narrative. So like non-binary men dressing in dresses or like skirts just to go against what's expected of them, or men wearing like crop tops where like that's typically seen as like a feminine thing, just going against the grain because they've already done it so much in their life that I think they want to express that through the clothing that they wear.
However, the conflict arises with the manifestation of over-exaggerated presentations of queer people that can be linked to the outflow of rainbows and pride merchandise.
Because there's something very non-threatening about rainbow. I don't know too many gay people who wear them. And there's something, I mean, the stuff that Target was doing was just insane, right? It was just so over the top and garish and tacky. But what it does is it sort of dehumanizes gay people to the point where I think all the straight people can go, oh, well, there's nothing to fear here. It's just glitter and rainbows, right? And the commercialization is, I think, getting very, very cynical.
I'd say that queer people use the pride flags more in on pins that they wear on their, like, on themselves, something that's like another subtle thing. So it's not extremely overt, but it lets you know that, hey, I'm trans, or hey, I'm bisexual. So you know that there's someone that's in the community. But as for like actual like flags, I don't think I've seen any person over the age of like 19 have a pride flag up, just because I think they're comfortable enough with their own sexuality that they don't need a flag to symbolize their entire orientation. Because I think a lot of people's sexual orientations are more complex than one single definition.
Queer coding is important to show solidarity with a community that has spent too much time hiding in silence. It's the little things, and in today's queer coding, it might be the cuffed jeans or the excessive unbuttoned dressed shirts. For In Your Backyard, I'm Jess Gould.